This week is Shabbos HaGadol, and there are actually different minhagim regarding the Haftarah. Some communities read the special Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol every single year, while others only read it when Shabbos HaGadol falls out on Erev Pesach. In years when it doesn't, they simply read the regular Haftarah of that week. The Levush in Siman Taf Lamed explains that this disagreement really depends on what we think the main connection of this Haftarah is. One shita says the connection is at the very end of the Haftarah with the famous pasuk, "Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNavi." Hashem promises that Eliyahu HaNavi will come to announce the arrival of Mashiach. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu announced the Gula from Mitzrayim, so too Eliyahu HaNavi will come to announce the final Gula. And really, we can add something to that. Rabbeinu Bachya writes in Katekemech that we have a Mesoira that the future Gula will resemble Gulas Mitzrayim. So if that's the connection, then it makes sense that we read the Haftarah every year, because the connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Gula is always relevant. But there's another Shita, the Shita that says that Haftarah is really about Maaser. The Mishnah tells us in Maaser Sheni Perikei Mishnah Vav that Erev Pesach is the time of Bir Maaser, when all the Maaser must be removed from the home and give it to the proper recipients. If that's the connection, the Haftarah really belongs only when Shabbos HaGadol falls on Erev Pesach. The Gra, Maaser Rav, Siman Kuf Ayin Vav, actually takes a different position. He says we read this Haftarah only when Shabbos HaGadol is not on Erev Pesach. Why? Because two things mentioned in Haftarah cannot really happen on Shabbos. First, we don't separate Maaser on Shabbos. And secondly, Eliyahu HaNavi cannot arrive on Shabbos, as the Gemara says in Erev in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So according to the Gra, if Shabbos HaGadol falls on Erev Pesach, we actually would not read this Haftarah. There's also a fascinating explanation from the Chacham HaShleima that Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph that Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the second year in the Midbar was on Sunday. If that's the case, then Pesach of the year, that year was also on Sunday, which means the Karim Pesach was brought on Shabbos. And he says that's hinted to in the very first Pasuk of Haftarah. May our carbon be pleasing to Hashem like in the earlier years. This refers to Pesach HaMidbar, which was brought on Shabbos. So according to this approach, the Haftarah fits specifically when Shabbos HaGadol is on Erev Pesach. The Psukim leading into the Haftarah talk about something very powerful. They describe the eradication of the wicked and the purification of the Kahanim. Only once evil is removed and the Kahanim are purified can the Karbonis once again be pleasing to Hashem. And then the Navi reminds us that Hashem will punish sinners, both those who sin ben Adon l'makayim and those who sin ben Adon l'chaveray. Hashem declares, Ki ani Hashem lo shanisi, I Hashem have not changed. A person might think that since the wicked aren't punished right away, maybe Hashem no longer distinguishes between good and evil. The Navi says that's not true at all. Hashem still loves righteousness and despises evil. If punishment is delayed, it doesn't mean the Rasha escaped. Even if punishment doesn't happen in this world, it will happen in the next. Rashi hints to this idea in Hazinu Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem, when Hashem says, Chai Anoichi Lo'olam, a human king rushes to take revenge because he's afraid either he or his enemy might die before justice is carried out. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't wait because Hashem lives forever. Then the Navi turns to Tshuva. He says that withholding Truma and Maaser is essentially stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because these gifts belong to the Kahanim and Levim who serve in the Migdash. The Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Lama Beis Amen Beis teaches that this type of theft brings a curse. Instead, Hashem tells us to bring the Maaser properly. And here Hashem makes a remarkable statement. He says we can test him. If we give Maaser properly, Hashem promises such abundant blessing that our lips will grow tired of saying die, enough. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Tes Amud Aleph says this is the one mitzvah where Hashem allows us to test him. The Navi also rebukes those who complain that Hashem doesn't reward the tzaddikim and doesn't punish the rishayim. They look around and say, the wicked prosper and the righteous seem to be gaining nothing. But the true tzaddikim encourage one another to continue serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their deeds are recorded before him and eventually the truth will become clear. The Yom Adim is coming. The Gemara says in the Durham Daf Ches Amud Beis that Hashem will remove the sun from its sheath. The Tzaddikim will benefit from it, but the Rishayim will be burnt by it. This Haftarah is also very significant for another reason. In the end of Treyaser, the final book of Nevi'im, and therefore the final Nevuah and prophecy, the Navi continues with the words, concludes with the words, Zichru Toris Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe. The Ma'ari Kra explains that the prophecy has now come to an end. From now on, the path to Gula will come through keeping the Torah. Then comes the promise, Hine Anoichi Shalech Lachem Ethliyah HaNavi. Hashem will send Eliyahu HaNavi to announce the Gula. Fathers will inspire sons. Sons will inspire fathers. Otherwise, the world itself could face destruction. There is also a fascinating detail here. The name Eliyahu appears without the letter Vav. Rashi notes in Vayikra Perek Chav Vav Pasuk Membeis that the name Yaakov is sometimes spelled with an extra Vav. There are five places in the Torah, in Tanakh, where Eliyahu's name is missing that letter. Rashi explains that Yaakov Avinu took that letter as a mashkin, a guarantee that Eliyahu will indeed come to announce the Gula in the future. Since the Sefer ends with a negative phrase, we repeat the second to last pasuk. This actually happens in four places. The mnemonic for this is Yud Tov Kuf Kuf, Yeshaya, Treyaser, Keheles, and Kinos Echa. The Navi also refers to someone who does not properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara explains in Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Beis that this refers to someone who reviewed his learning 100 times, but not 101 times. Why those numbers, you may ask? The Chassam Sofer explains that the forgetfulness of Torah comes from the force of the Sam, whose gematria is 100. To overcome that force, a person must go one step further, reviewing 101 times. And that leads us to one final question. Why did Yaakovinu need to take the letter from Eliyahu's name five separate times? If the purpose was to guarantee that Eliyahu will come to announce the Gula, wouldn't one time have been enough? I'd like to wish everybody a wonderful Yom Tov.